Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I have the world famous, most famous 16-year-old in the whole entire world, Charlie D'Amelio. Welcome,
Hi.
Charlie.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I thought we'd do a really fast 10 questions with Charlie. So shall we do that?
Of course.
So you're very poised and composed, even though you're all of 16 years old. What has it been like being thrust into the limelight?
It has been definitely a roller coaster of emotions, but overall, it's definitely been an amazing experience for me because I've been able to do a lot of things that I definitely would not have been able to do before, and I've been able to meet a lot of new people and work with a lot of awesome companies and just get to have fun while just dancing, which is something that I've always done and always enjoyed to do. So it's been great, but it definitely has its down times.
It's ups and downs for sure. It's really the height of excitement. And then you know how Instagram is and how TikTok is. You get these people and haters who say things that are so piercing. And some days you have the body armor and you can take it. And other days you just feel like deflated. I know, because even I'm like 20, 30 years older than you, and I still feel it when people give me stupid comments. So do you have a good tactic for dealing with when you get negative comments, feedback, or just tuning it out completely?
A lot of people tend to say just ignore it or listen to the positive comments, but overall it's very difficult, especially when you're trying to find yourself and you're trying to not listen to these people that are saying things about you. But over time, those do tend to really get under your skin for a lot of people. Some people are better at handling it. For me, I am a lot more sensitive, so it does tend to get me down. But I mean, I do my best to just stay positive. And when I'm feeling down, I feel like that's my time to put more positivity out there. So that's what I like to do and how I like to handle it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. The internet makes everyone feel that they can say whatever they want, whenever they want. Tell us a couple things that people might not know about you.
I feel like I'm very open with everyone, so I feel like a lot of them know most things about me. I mean, the
Are
only
you
thing
an
that
introvert
they
or an extrovert.
I'm definitely an introvert.
Really? Because that does not come across.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I actually am very shy. I see that when people meet me, and sometimes they'll make a video about meeting me and they're like, she was super shy and awkward. And it's like, yeah, you don't really see that because I'm always dancing and always smiling and I seem very outgoing. But when it comes down to it, I tend to be a very, very introverted person.
Are you a night person or a morning person?
Definitely a night person, but not too late because I get tired, but even worse as a morning person.
What's a good night's sleep? Like, you're an 8-hour girl, or you're like the 16 hours? Like, sometimes I need like 12 to 16.
It's usually a solid 8.
A solid 8.
For the most part, when I can fit that in.
And then are you more of a yoga person or more like a, you know, athletic running, jogging?
Probably more yoga. I don't like running. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not good at it. I get tired. My legs hurt. Better at the yoga thing.
Same here. I wouldn't run. I hate running. What in terms of what you want people to work on in terms of young people your age, women, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds, what do you think people should work on to better themselves and get more confidence?
I think it's just accepting that you are who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what people say about you. You're your own person, and you should be living for you and no one else. And it doesn't matter what people say, because you always should be perfect in your own mind. That's just, you can't change some things overnight, so why worry about it, you know?
That's a really mature outlook, because I feel like I deal with women all day long and men who are really critical of their own external appearance. And they'll send me DMs with pictures where they say like, oh, I'm so hideous and I'm so ugly and I hate this and I hate that. And then they'll attach a picture and it'll be the cutest, nicest looking person. And then I always wonder how we've become the society where we internally like we tear our own selves down by talking to ourselves with such a negative voice and not critiquing ourselves so harshly. What do you think of that?
I think so many people are obviously very hard on themselves, but if that was, say, your best friend saying that they felt that way about themselves, you would never agree with that. You would never believe that because they're beautiful to you. Same with your family members. So why are you so hard on yourself if you wouldn't be so hard on someone you loved, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very challenging. I think that's a really good point that I always coach my patients to think about talking to yourself in the mirror with that positive voice. Because the more you talk with that negative voice, the more it gets into your psyche and, you know, really makes you start thinking negatively. So talk to yourself with your good voice. That's a really good, important thing, right?
Yeah.
If you could change anything about social media, what would you change?
There's a lot of things that I would change, but I feel like the top thing that I would change would just be for people to be more understanding. I feel like people tend to hear one thing and roll with it, and that thing might not always be the right thing. So I feel like people just need to listen and not go with the first thing that they hear.
Maybe, yeah, for people to be more thoughtful and not to jump to conclusions, that would be really good. And I think also, like, if I could change one thing, it would be probably be, like, taking away that feeling that sometimes you get when you're scrolling Instagram and you feel bad about your self-worth because you're looking at other people's feeds that are prettier, brighter, cuter. So I don't like that aspect of social media because it makes everyone do that where they doubt a little bit of their worth and they want what someone else's. Everywhere the grass looks greener than what you have in front of you.
For sure.
I think changing that would be kind of cool, but I don't know if there's a technology that's good enough to do that yet. I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of, you have so many friends who are in this sphere of social media. How do you feel about filters, face tuning, and sort of the images that all young people are seeing now that they're getting a lot of that in their feeds?
I mean, people nowadays definitely understand that filtering and face tune is something that so many people use. I mean, I use filters in my photos.
I love a good filter.
I mean, I feel like there's definitely nothing wrong with it, but then don't be afraid to tell people that that's what you do, because there might be a little girl or a little boy watching you and they might be upset because, well, they don't look like that. But in reality, no one just naturally looks like that. So it's definitely difficult, but that's why I do my best to preach, like, all bodies are beautiful no matter how you look. Like, you just have to remember that you're good enough and that's all that matters. But it's definitely difficult sometimes, because if doing that to someone's photo makes someone else confident, you can't harp on them for doing that, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I definitely will use a filter, and people will comment on why am I using a filter, and I'll say, because I feel like it. And sometimes it's difficult to show up every single day on social media. As you know, you got to show up every day. And some days you don't feel your best, or you didn't sleep so great, and you just want to, like, throw it on, and you got to turn on the charm, and you got to show up every day for your channel, right?
Yeah.
So yes, we use filters, but also, like, I think it's so good what you're saying, like, to show people, like, this is my real skin. I do get breakouts. I don't wear makeup all the time. So that's so refreshing that you are very real. You don't wear a ton of makeup, right? You're not a makeup girl.
No, I'm lazy.
Same. Same, but when you're, you know, 20 and 16, you can throw it on. When you're my age, you got to wear a little bit of makeup. But I think that makes people look young and beautiful to not wear too much foundation, to let their nice skin glow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, sometimes you got to get glammed up, you know?
Like, yes.
Fun little eye look and some nice blush.
Exactly.
Looks cool. If I could do it myself, I would do it more
What's
often.
What's the first thing you're going to do when this pandemic is over?
I want to travel.
Yeah.
Just all over.
Totally.
Which island? Really do.
Island? Or Europe?
I don't even know. I don't know where I would go first. Everywhere. Literally everywhere.
Well, I'm sure you world have an tour. Open invitation to do a Charlie World Tour. I can visualize that. What are some fun things you have coming up that you might want to tell people about?
Ooh. Well, actually, this is a great place to talk about it. My sister and I are doing a podcast, the two of us.
Yeah. I want to come on your podcast.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So that's coming out soon. And it's called Two Chicks, Charlie and Dixie.
Oh, how cute.
Really fun. So that's going to be awesome. Just a place for my sister and I to talk and just have fun, you know?
Podcasting has been a really fun thing to do. It's just a great way to have a conversation. You'll meet so many nice people, and it's great to put your digital voice out there. I'm so proud of everything you've done at such a young age. Thank you so much. You are such a good representative for TikTok and social media in general, to have such a balanced and thoughtful and kind and good-hearted person leading this young generation. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so before you leave today, I'd love to get you some cupcakes and ice cream. And we're having a fun party with Charlie. There couldn't be any better day. And you're definitely going to go home with some of my amazing skincare.
So excited.
Yeah. Come back and visit anytime and bring your sister.
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see your podcast grow and blossom, and can't wait to see the young woman that you turn into.
Thank you. I'll make sure to come back a bunch.
Oh my gosh.
I'll bring my mom too.
Anytime you want. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to tune in to Charlie's channel. You can find her on TikTok and Instagram. You can't miss her and her new podcast. And find me at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And that's it for now. Stay beautiful and kind to each other.